This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Pitch Talk with Olivia Cox and Rachel Daniel.
And now some of the less regular penalty takers have got to stand up and be counted. And I number amongst that list Gareth Southgate. And Kupka saved it!
This is Pitch Talk World Cup Edition on FUBAR Radio.
Oh yeah, welcome. This is the World Cup edition of Pitch Talk.
Hello.
I've got goosebumps. It's coming home.
I know, it's so exciting. Well, my welcome home, you never know, after last night's result, which was quite a surprise actually by the time we got to the end.
I am literally, do you know what, the celebrations, it does feel like, and I'm sure a lot of the England fans out there will agree, it feels like we've already won the World Cup.
You know what, I was going to say the exact same thing, it really did, it was such a relief. I won't lie, I'm not the biggest football fan in the world. I don't avidly watch club games, but when to England, oh my God, I was surprised by how much I really cared. I was glued to that screen. I shouted at the screen for the first time in my life.
I'm so proud. Yeah, England claimed their first win last night, beating Tunisia 2-1. Harry Kane was England's late hero, and he has said that it was justice, and it really, really was. It was such... There's a lot of pressure on this team. There isn't, because I think if you ask anybody, but are we going to win the World Cup? Everyone, I'm pretty sure, will say no.
No, I know. This is it.
We're not.
I mean, it's like expect the worst, hope for the best. And we hoped for the best and we got the best in the end. But it was by no means a foregone conclusion. And a lot of England's critics have said that, you know, for one of the big teams in the world, it shouldn't have been that much of a push to the end. But coming back at that, Gareth Southgate, of course, manager of England, has said that actually... We fully deserved this. It was a last gasp strike. However, we waited for the opportunities and we deserved the win. In the end, you wear the teams down. Now, his view is that good teams get late goals. Yes, good teams maybe get early goals too. And although, yes, they did have an early goal, the middle section of play was very, very uncertain. I think there's a lot of work to be done. But as we've said before, it is a young team.
Yeah, they're a very young, inexperienced team. But I think, and he has said here as well, that they kept calm and carried on.
So English. I am so proud.
Yeah, but compared to what we have done before, and I think that is key. I think the first half, we were excellent. I really, really do. You know, and
we were like England of old there.
Yes, of like 66 old. But then, you know, yes, it was very lacklustre in the second half. But the fact that Kane, and it really just showed, we will talk about the players that stood out in a bit, but the fact that Kane kept his cool was, you know, the leader in a way and scored that final goal. It was brilliant. And, you know, yes, it was a game that VAR played a huge part. Again, something we will chat about. But Harry Kane has said on Twitter, what a feeling to score... I wish I could do his accent. Anyway, what a feeling to score winner for England at the FIFA World Cup. Loved it. No less than we deserved. And I'm just loving people's little comments. Hero, let's calm it down, lads. Barely scraped a win against Tunisia. Another person here. Stu Bennett. If there's one thing I've learned in my old age, it's that you're always celebrate England's World Cup victories. They don't happen too often.
This is absolutely true. I mean, yes, we must not get our hopes up too far, but we should also take the wins as they come, because you never know.
I love this one. It's true, you never know. I love what Bangers Mashups has tweeted. Exactly. If it's not raining, get the barbecue out because it's going to be fucking raining coming August.
Thank God we're uncensored.
Oh my God, yes. Praise.
Do you think that there's a bit too much pressure on this young team? Do you think we're expecting too much? Maguire has come out saying that they can handle the expectation of the nation. Can they, with so few capped players on their side?
I think they can, yes. I had my reservations before because, again, the inexperience that they do have. But these are players in their club teams that do perform excellently. These are players that are obviously the reason why they've won their place on the England team is because they are very, very good. Mm. And I do like what Southgate is doing, the fact that he has brought this young team in to mould them. I think in the next World Cup we're gonna be a threat. But again, this is just the first game.
It is. I think there are certainly high hopes, or if not high hopes, then at least tentative optimism, and it really does put pay to the people who have said that yes, England has the best league in the world, but we're often chastised for having so many foreign players yep. on our side. And actually, if England could come out and play in their own right and really be competitive, I mean, look at the other big teams. Look at Spain, look at Portugal, look at Germany. What an embarrassment yeah. to have lost. I think it's something like their first World Cup opener lost since 86 or
yeah,
something.
And
I
against mean, Mexico of all teams. I mean,
not to belittle Mexico.
No.
We will come on to them later with their potential quasi earthquake.
Oh yes,
quasi quake.
Quasi quake. So let's. Well, first of all, Olivia, do you think England deserved the win yesterday?
I do. I think there was a, like I said, in the middle, we really played, it kind of felt like schoolboy football. I mean, it was very rushed, it was panicky, the defence was used far too often. We weren't giving enough opportunities to really make those scores.
Yeah.
But just in, so when the 4 minutes of extra time came through, I turned around to the guys I was watching with, and I said, I actually genuinely believe we deserve to win this. We are the better team. Mm-hmm. We have played better. Yes, there have been some really foolish errors. But, I mean, that penalty that went the wrong way for us, I mean, another lesser misdemeanour was rewarded a penalty. So it really felt like we were, you know, striving.
Yeah, it was a soft penalty. I think it should have happened. It was definitely a penalty, my personal opinion. But then, and that is why Kane is so annoyed as well. We should have had, I think, two penalties. Like the way they treated, and again, we will talk about the VAR, but the way they tackled Kane to the ground, and there's a lot of on Twitter, some of the tweets are
absolutely
brilliant.
I think we've got some of them here. They're absolutely brilliant. They're all saying, they're saying basically that Tunisia should have brought on some sort of a sumo wrestler, replays of the foul on Harry Kane, which were from the boxing ring. I don't understand why Tunisia doesn't just send on four sumo wrestlers to mark Harry Kane. Hashtag
which is
in
brilliant.
Tongue. I mean,
oh, it's close. They should not have done that. They pulled him. They pushed him to the ground.
It was just
so many
blatant.
Occasions.
I mean, and when you actually see the freeze frame,
it's
we'll
not
try
fair.
And we
why
tweet
they missed
out
that
a clip. It is literally, and the brilliant one says here. Hang on, mate. It's not the Rugby World Cup for another 2 years.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, it really looks
ridiculous.
Like a forward on a forward.
And why they missed that? And you know, again,
it's really bad.
Yeah, and like I said, we will talk about the VAR, but they should not have missed that. It's very unfair that at the moment it does seem with VAR that it kind of picks and chooses what happens. You shouldn't do that. It should
be
fair.
Yes, we will come back to VAR later, but the trouble with VAR is that it's not artificial intelligence. This is a man or a group of men and women at the end of a TV screen or a telephone line or whatever. It is still down to interpretation and opinion.
But they shouldn't. Kane
is not
was
foolproof.
To
but
the
however,
ground.
I completely
so
agree.
Many times.
Despite being English and biased, obviously, I completely agree. And Kane, quite rightly, probably should have had a hat trick, which would have levelled him or even taken him past Ronaldo.
He'll get there. He'll get there.
Do you think?
Yeah, he'll
he
get
did,
there.
He did briefly mention that perhaps it might be nice for him to rival Ronaldo, but
this is his dream. He'd love to do that. And do you know what, whoever's going to end up with a golden boot, Kane or Ronaldo, if Kane beats Ronaldo, that would just be an incredible thing. It'd just be amazing.
Or Messi.
It's not gonna, I mean, unless Messi really pulls his
socks
up. I mean,
he had
up.
A shocker to begin with.
Yeah.
But he's the big rival, isn't he? Messi and Ronaldo.
Yep.
I do love that Kane has nestled his way in there.
I like it as well. It makes us love him even more. But yeah, there is a personal rivalry between Ronaldo and Messi, Portugal's Ronaldo, and Argentina's Messi. But you know what? Messi's had a very average game. a very average game, and there is a lot of pressure on him now. They did, but with these are like the best out there. Ronaldo, Messi, obviously you've got Neymar that kept falling over, but you know, there is a lot of pressure, I think, on Messi now in the next game. I think it's against Croatia. I will double check on him to see what he does. But, you know, and they say with Messi, GOAT, his saying for who's the best. I think at the moment it's Ronaldo. But let's look at players from last night's game, who stood out, who didn't. Kieran Trippier, obviously Spurs player. He, for me, I would have put out there for man of the match, to be honest. I know Kane did, obviously, incredible. He was the goal scorer, but Trippier really did, you know, he was a constant threat throughout. And do you know what? I was looking at stats. He created 6 goal scoring opportunities. Yeah. Excellent delivery.
Yeah, down the right. He definitely was a bit of a problem for Tunisia. So I'll agree with you on that one.
Yeah, Trippier, definitely for me. He's a key player in our England team. Mm. Then let's have a look at who others. Sterling.
Yeah.
I would say Sterling, no, he needs to improve a lot. There's a lot of pressure on Sterling at the moment.
He was mediocre, I'd say. He wasn't some of our least... Yeah, he wasn't disappointing.
Yeah, he's great when he plays...
Tough love from Rachel Downey.
Thank you very much, here a week.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, for his club, great, but he needs to improve. You know, he's only scored twice in 39 internationals, and since turning 21, he hasn't scored yet in international games.
And he was replaced... He didn't do the full
exactly
90 minutes.
Can I
put out there Jordan Pickford?
Gone.
For me, he did really well. I mean, he didn't really wow. He had very little chance with a penalty, but from the back, he was actually making quite a lot of ground. And he was a bit like a mosquito. He was like a constant buzz in Tunisia. I mean, he never really got there.
And there were a lot of bugs in Tunisia, let's be honest, poor players.
Did you see England with the fly spray before?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
it was crazy. But yes, I agree with you there. Obviously, Kane, incredibly calm, made a difference. He made the game. He's like our hero at the moment. He really, really is. King Kane, I think I've seen on a lot of press. And also, one of my... And a player that I've looked at over the years, actually, is Ruben Loftus-Cheek. He was incredibly powerful, definitely one of our young guns. I've done some stuff with the FA. And their youth team, so their England team, but their youth team. And Ruben Loftus-Cheek has always been a name and a player who everyone has spoken very highly about and excited about. And he's definitely, I think, a name to watch, which makes me, just talking about this, makes me excited. Our team, we have a good team.
We've got such good young players coming through. We've got all kinds of players from all kinds of abilities. And also, the great thing is the way that they're playing well together. And actually, Gareth Southgate earlier on said that he wants this England team to be different. It's the way they're gelling together, and he wants them almost to be the more personable side of football. He doesn't want it to be that really elitist.
And that's exactly what's happened. So I actually spoke to one of the commentators that are doing the ITV coverage a little while ago, and he was saying the difference with this team is exactly that. Before, you had the people, say, from Manchester, the players from Man City only staying together, the players from
Arsenal cliques
only staying together. Yes, this team, they're all friends.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
Yeah, it's a really nice feeling. Other stars that really stood out, I mean, there weren't very many extreme good ones. There were a couple of really unlucky points. Jesse Lingard, really good pace and movement, but wasteful in front of goal because he was unlucky actually to hit the post just before half time. He had quite a quiet second half. Who else? Ashley Young. He was very lively.
Yeah, he was. You know, you are right there when you say, you know, apart from the ones with names we've mentioned, no one really did stand out. But altogether,
they were a bit
we've got
man,
a good.
Weren't they?
No, they were. I think together they collectively they were great in that first half. Honestly, what we saw,
but no one. This is it. No one really seemed to shine, except Kane
and Trippier. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think
they're good. They're supporting each other, but it almost feels like they need a little bit of a confidence boost. Maybe take a couple more.
I think
risks.
We'll have that again. I think their confidence is going to grow
of
and
course,
grow.
They're a young team.
Game after game after game. And I think, and we do actually have our fantasy football teams.
Yeah,
I have. I think it's on my phone. A little screen grab of mine.
Rachel and I very rushed did our fantasy football teams. So they're probably not the perfect fantasy football teams. But I like to think that a little bit of love and care went into them. Do you want to start or shall I?
Do you want to start? Because I'm just...
Okay, so mine, I have got Perez and Ronaldo up the front, obviously.
Yep.
Did you go for something similar?
At front, I've got Costa. And Harry Kane. Yeah.
Of course you have.
Yeah, he's one of our own.
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, I didn't go for any England players, I don't think. No, Soz.
Harry Kane.
He's one of our own. Other players of note, I've got Sanchez.
Good choice.
I know, thanks. I mean, I think I've probably gone for a bit of a steal.
I'm loving this. I'm loving
it. Actually, yeah. Coutinho.
I've got that as well.
Yeah, have you? I thought you might. Kante, Marquez.
Well done. I've got Pogba.
I've got, now, I'm not going to try and pronounce his name. Who is the Icelandic goalkeeper? Over to you, Rachel.
How do we pronounce his name?
Haldórsson? Haldórsson.
We're going to get Toby off juice to it. I've got Otamendi as well. I've got Ramos, Alderweireld, and Hector. And then obviously, my goalkeeper is Hugo Lloris. Spurs is. Haldórsson.
I mean, I wouldn't have expected anything less. Haldórsson, right. So yeah. I've got Haldórsson, which would have put me firmly in the points realm because,
it's annoying,
of course, he did save a penalty. However, I actually registered my team a little tardy. So sorry about that. Haldórsson.
I'm very excited though. I like this idea. We should do this fantasy football team every year of something. Just you're like, Rachel, do you understand the pressure I've been put under already?
Once in 4 years is quite enough for me to make those kinds of decisions. I do like doing it, but there's something about actually having to choose something and commit to it that really made me feel quite anxious.
She don't like commitment.
It's a bit like Ascot when you have to bet on it, or you don't have to, but you try and bet on a jockey and I end up just going for the one whose silks I like the best. Well, these guys, you can't do that because they all wear the same kit.
You can't bet on their silks,
babe. You can. It does not work.
It doesn't work. So, promising start for our team. If we beat Panama, we'll qualify for the last 16. We've got here. Do we think that's guaranteed? Of course it is. We will get through this easy.
We've got our solid 3 points, which actually puts us in a really firm position. I mean, Tunisia out of our group is now pretty much destined not to go through.
It'll be Belgium, England. Yeah. It'll be the top two.
I think we should all touch a serious plank of wood right now. But I think
it will happen
now that we're in with a almost.
Yeah, we are.
Chance.
Panama will be, you know, an easy game, and then Belgium. That's going to be the tough one.
Yes.
Definitely going to be a tough game. They've definitely outperformed. I mean, they won. Belgium won 3-0 against Panama. And they weren't. They were with the bookies, Belgium 9-1 favourite. So I'm having a look. Today we've got, Japan. Colombia's already finished. 2-0 to Japan. No, that wasn't the score. It's 1-1, wasn't it? No? 2-1. Look at me. Colombia got a man sent off in the third minute. First red card.
First red card of the World Cup 2018. That's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Glad it's not us, quite frankly.
Yeah, yet, yet.
Yes.
Belgium will be the threat. I mean, I would say with Belgium, Eden Hazard, Chelsea's player, I've always thought he was brilliant. That will be our threat. And it'll be good to see how we... When is our game? I think it might be, the Belgium game might be Thursday.
We play on Sunday.
It's Sunday,
is that
Belgium? Thursday. Right.
So Sunday
next
is...
Sunday. This Sunday's Panama, following Sunday is Belgium.
Right.
It will be interesting to see if we lose our cool or not against a team like Belgium. It really will.
I thought that was a knock on the door. It was just Rachel getting really animated.
Someone's coming in.
Rachel, I think we need to reference our sweepstake teams. Do you remember who you've got?
Yes, let me scroll up here. So you've got our Costa Rica and Senegal.
Yes.
And I have got Iceland and Egypt. Egypt are playing later. We'll see what... the pressure is on for Mo Salah. He really is. I mean... I'd say like... What? Ronaldo feels is the one man in his team. We've got a couple of players. We don't solely rely on Kane. But Mo Salah for Egypt, it's all down to him.
He's not 100% fit, is he? He had to sit out of his country's 1-0 defeat to Uruguay on Friday. It's actually his coach, Hector Cooper, has said that he's almost 100% fit. Which isn't quite 100%, is it?
It's true.
I mean, it's a risky business.
I mean, it could be a little bit of a ploy, but
maybe lull them into a false sense of security. Costa Rica, very sad to report that one of my sweepstake teams lost. They actually reached the quarterfinals in Brazil 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, they might pull through, but I'm not holding out a huge amount of hope.
They're not even in the top eight for the bookies' favourites.
All right.
All right, just because you're a little bit arrogant, Rach, because Iceland drew 1-1 against Argentina. For me, Iceland, I would say they're playing very heroically. They're a good, strong team.
I mean, good for the goalie.
Yeah, they're a good. They're not, you know, Iceland are not a big footballing nation at all. They played strong. They really got stuck in. Iceland, I think they're a team to look out for. I really, really do. And I would love to see, you know, quote unquote, an underdog team win.
Rachel would love to see her team win.
I totally would. But I'd love to see not the, you know, not the Brazils, not, you know, the Spain's, France.
Germany.
Yeah, even though, I know, shock. That to me, I would say the biggest
shock is Germany.
Yeah, Mexico beating Germany, and then obviously Iceland drawing, but Germany.
It just feels like everyone's had a bit of a wobbly start. Make me think, if everyone's had this naff start and we've had a good start, what if the tables turn?
It's not going to turn, babe. It's not going to turn. It's coming. It's coming. On that note, but no, I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
I am very excited. But, oh yes, as you say on that note, as you subtly start to sing.
Thanks, babe.
A little tune. We have got a real treat for you all coming up, because we have got not one, but two World Cup songs. Now, first of all, we have got Young, who are going to be joining us, yes, in the studio very shortly. And this is What I Gotta Do, Message to the Team.
Invested in the dream. If you get the ball, keep it. Don't lease it. Park the bus if you see fit.
Send a message to the team.
Look forwards, keep moving forwards. Don't pass back, tap into your endorphins. Don't let the opposition know you've been walking. Get on your mind. This is the message for the team.
I'm gonna do what I gotta do, yeah.
You're playing for the kings. If you get the first touch, can you spray it to the wings? Oh, stop it, don't be straying to the shins in the 90s.
This is a message to the team.
You gotta give the runner something to react with. Get to Cam and don't sit down him if he ad-libs. Check the plan, don't be the man overreacting. And if we win it, do a backflip. Message to the team.
I'm gonna do what I gotta do, yeah.
Presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
Rev Run, how are you?
I'm
so wonderful to hear your voice.
The way you came onto the phone shocked me because you're as excited as I am.
I've been waiting my whole life for this. At least you've seen Run DMC and Slick Rick before live.
I can't wait to be back in London because I love performing there. It's something about the edge. There's an edge in London that reminds me of New York.
Yeah.
I just remember my youth being out in London. Everything about it has its own swag. There's a swag in London that, you know, you just can't find it anywhere else.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. Yeah, this is FUBAR Radio. This is Pitch Talk, our World Cup edition. Olivia, we were nice and quiet and content there, weren't we, babe?
We had lots of space going on in the studio until we were joined by Young in the studio.
Hey!
Best band in the world.
If you could all, now I know this is radio, but we are being filmed as well. Introduce yourself from my stage left. Go.
Hello, my name is Benjamin. I'm the rapper in Young.
Hello, I'm Graham. I'm the drummer, band idiot in Young.
I am Jamie. I'm the guitarist and the producer of Young.
I'm Tom, and I'm the bassist.
I'm Tom, and I'm the bassist in Young.
We are live.
I'm Chez. I'm the lead singer, and I play guitar too.
Oh, thanks, boys.
That's good.
So we've got all five of Young in the studio here because, of course, this is our debut World Cup show to kick off the World Cup 2018. Did you all watch the game last night?
Of course we did.
And what did we think of the game?
Best performance.
Sterling, stop being silly. You need to get out of there.
Yeah, I agree.
You're not ready.
For me, Rashford for Sterling next game, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, and then I think
we'll see that.
Yeah, I do. But I think it might dent his confidence if we take Sterling out of this early.
True.
Well, we had that conversation, didn't we, Chez, on the way down?
Yeah.
About, I reckon, you got to keep Sterling in for the next game.
He'll just be in a bad frame of
confident
mind.
Confidence, he's got to keep confident.
Yeah,
he's a confidence player, isn't he?
Who else stood out for you? My one, I like Kieran Trippier. He definitely
Trippier played well. Yeah. He was great.
He took me by surprise, actually. Yeah. I didn't expect him to play right wing back. Yeah, I thought Walker was going to get that position, but I was happy to see him whipping a few balls in. I called him Whippier last night.
Nice.
I bet the Sun never thought of that.
If you want a headline, hit me up.
Yeah, I'm here. What do you think about the penalty? Do you think it should have happened for Walker?
For Walker.
Fair enough.
It was a backhand, wasn't it? I think it was unnatural movement. I would have given a penalty.
What was that referee doing?
I know.
That referee boiled my blood.
So what do you think? Like, Kane, I mean, do you think it would have been? You mentioned two there. Like, there should have been two penalties.
Absolutely.
100%.
Wrestling. If you're going to bring wrestling moves in, then we'll get our big players up out of the ground. I don't know.
It's like America.
It's just for me. This whole VAR thing is very bizarre for me. Like, it's got its in, but then, like, exactly.
I clocked it.
That's right. Why? If they could watch every single decision. I thought at first it was if the referee said, like, I've got to have a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they can look at it any time they want.
So they can stop it at any time they
want. Yeah, just say, like, you missed something. So I don't know why, when he's wrestled the ground twice.
It's a bit shady, isn't it? Happened. We need to clarify the rules.
Yeah, we do. And also the problem is that now it's just led to all the players...
appealing.
That's the word. Appealing everything that goes down. I think it's just going to slow down the game even more 100%. When it's actually designed to kind of speed it up.
We don't want to turn it into NFL, do we?
No, we really don't. There's too many inconsistencies with VAR. There really is. I think it was a Sweden-Korea game where that was fair enough. That should have been a penalty. I think it was against Sweden. That game, the VAR did not work for us at all. But what did you think of our team? They're young, they're inexperienced, but did they do us proud?
I thought the first 20 minutes they definitely did us proud. I was really happy to see us come out and really high press, and Lingard was a great surprise for me. And if you didn't know I used to play with Lingard.
Yeah, so tell us about your
I gradually put that in there.
To
be honest,
drop the mic.
I think I should be England's number 7 right now. I'm just throwing that out there.
It's a lot of pressure.
New mic. I've been substituted my mic.
You have. We're trying to turn it all up.
Football themed.
So tell us about your footballing.
So
past.
I used to play for Man City as a youth on the pod till I was 14.
Sorry about that. But actually, you probably all know that, aren't you?
But I'm a massive United fan, so that's the twist there.
How'd you get away with that?
I used to wear a United vest under my City shirt. So
it's a bit like Kane in his early
days. Never taken it off.
But then I went from City to Burnley, where I just missed out on my pro contract. So I was always like riddled with injuries and stuff. Like, I snapped my Achilles tendon last 2 years ago.
Ouch.
So that kind of made me turn into an old man. Yeah.
And then how did you make the jump?
It's like, I've got nothing.
How did you go from sport to singing?
Well, singing was always there whilst I was playing football, and that also that led for, led me to leave City, because they gave me, like, they gave me the decision. They said football or music at the age of 14, and I was like, I don't really want to put all my eggs in one basket here. I want to keep my options open. I was coming into training with, like, red in my hair and blue in my hair and things, and it was just, I don't think the coaches were
Rebel.
Too happy. I know, yeah.
Dyes his hair.
That was me.
And do you miss it? Do you miss playing?
Yeah, I miss football a lot. That's what I wanted to do. But yeah. I'm here doing this now, and it's
you are.
Better. This
we
is
have got, we have got a really good six.
You guys are my second option.
Though, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah, me, Chaz and Ben.
Yeah, I'm the goalkeeper now, though. I've got to retire now, so.
I'm like a young PK at the back, mate.
Oh,
self-proclaimed.
You know what I mean?
Shakira's going nowhere
wow.
in line, mate.
Just not at all.
No. Yeah, and maybe play it quite as well. So tell us about the World Cup song. What made you guys do a World Cup song?
Do you want to take it?
Look at everyone looking at me. That's hilarious. Well, it was coming up to the World Cup, and we're just like, you already know. No, okay, so What I Gotta Do was one of our original tracks, and we liked the message of it. The message was a bit, it's called What I Gotta Do, basically. And it was for, should we mention it? Anyway, yes. it was girl boy related.
Oh.
But this time we sort of switched on its head. Little motivational message. I put a few sort of little rubbishy football metaphors, and hopefully we haven't just cheesed it up and ended our careers. So. Oh, no.
Don't word.
This is the start of our careers, Ben.
Yeah.
Keep moving forwards as the rap says.
That's it.
Yeah.
So let's look at the World Cup. Who is everyone supporting?
Tough one, sweepstakes.
Yeah, sweepstakes.
Sweepstakes take a big, yeah, they take a big.
What's your sweepstakes?
My sweepstake is Germany. So, a bit emotional because obviously they left Sané out, and I was thinking, it's all right. It's all right, they got it. And then I was watching the game, and they didn't have it. So I was a bit confused. I was a bit dazed.
They absolutely did not have it.
No. I was like,
that's brilliant.
Did you choose Germany or did you just
just one of the pure probability, and I got a good team, but they're rubbish because I've got them.
I
got low team. So
did you?
Yeah.
Who'd you get?
I got Costa Rica.
Ooh.
Who else did I get?
And Senegal.
Exotic.
Yeah.
At least they have nice surfing in Costa Rica.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've never been.
I'll take that.
Okay. You know what? I did say. Yeah. Last week I did say.
I've never been. I just think.
So. Who did you get?
I got the same group as you, Group F, with Germany and Mexico in and all that.
Yeah. We're talking about different sweepstakes, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Talk about our real.
I'll tell you what, Mexico did really well.
They did.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I thought Germany were going to smash them, didn't they?
Biggest shock, as in the earthquake. What do you think about the earthquake?
The what, sorry?
Earthquake.
I didn't even know there was.
Have you not heard
about
this? What did you do?
I was thinking about the Labyrinth song. I was thinking, like, what type of show are we on here?
No, have you not heard about this? Apparently the fans tremored. Jumped around so much that it was recorded on the Richter scale.
Nice. Sounds like a madness concert.
It sounds like a lie. I'll give you that.
It does sound like a vicious rumour. Yeah.
But it was on BBC News.
Oh, it got
to
be true.
Which
has to be true.
Always.
It's not even the Daily Mail.
If the Beeb are reporting on it, it has to be true.
100% true.
Let's move around. Who do you want? Who are you looking, supporting for the World Cup? Apart from England, obviously. Let's not.
Again? Ooh, this is really weird.
Whoa! I've got a number in.
Basically, my sweepstakes, it was a captain. See, you know, I can hide behind it. Argentina, I got my sweepstake.
Okay.
So,
not a problem.
It's not a bad one. No, obviously, it didn't start well.
It's considerably better than mine.
Yeah, it's still a good one, but you know, they're a bit the outsiders, I've seen it, but they've got an attacky side. And
what do you think of Messi's lackluster performance?
It's one of them, you don't worry, it's just one game.
Yeah,
ooh, a collective
We'll see how it goes. Right. Two games. Obviously, Ronaldo came out with a hat trick.
Positive skis. Like,
boom, hat trick. Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, there's two more games in the group in there. I'm not concerned. I think Argentina are going to qualify anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We'll see quietly in the later stages.
Yeah, quietly confident. How are you?
I'm not actually involved in the band Sweepstake. I've been quite boring, but
I
think I'm going to give it to Argentina, I think. But it's too early to tell, isn't it? So
it's true. Yeah.
So I think Argentina side's pretty strong, so it normally is anyway. So
yeah.
What are they going to do, Tom? Are they going to kick it in the net?
They're going to definitely kick it in the net. Messi's going to kick a few in the net, I think, yeah. So we'll see how that goes for him.
Great, it should be a commentator.
An inside joke on air,
is it? Yeah. Oh, is it an inside joke?
Yeah. Do you want to tell him the story, Tom?
Yeah.
Go on. You know what you want to do.
Okay, well, we were doing an interview for ITV, weren't we? So we were doing that, and at the end, I was just joking around, and we always say for a joke, well, let's kick it in the next. Obviously, that's what you're doing in football.
No, we don't always say that.
We don't normally say that.
Tom basically got really shy.
And I panicked a bit and said, we're going to kick it. I didn't panic, I was joking. But these.
You panicked.
No, panic. I was joking. Panic.
Just like you did before introducing yourself, you panicked.
I mean, we can all see the panic and the fear. That's
there's
fair
a bit
well.
Of fear in the eye. Yeah.
Is it? Oh, well, yeah, I've got my boys
no,
here.
No, so you're not.
Go on, yeah, do tell.
And I said at the end of the interview, we're going to kick it in the net. And it stopped there.
Oh, wow.
And I've just not heard the end of it. I thought, oh, my God, I'm
that's
going
all right.
Viral.
That's quite a strong finish.
So we've made a hashtag out of it on Twitter. Hashtag kick it in the net. And made a GIF. And it's Tom just like going, kick it in the net.
Is it a GIF or a GIF?
Oh, a GIF. A guy.
I think it's a GIF.
It's a GIF.
It's a GIF.
A GIF. Like KFC's KUFK.
GUFK.
GUFK.
I like how you say that.
GUFK.
Goes up at the end.
Exactly.
GUFK. Like
where are we going, lads, for tea? We're just going to KUFK.
He sounds Russian or something.
He's got a great ring.
Yeah, yeah.
He should be out there right now.
Tell me about it. I should work for him.
Send you down there. Get you on the World Cup, right, though.
Giving out flyers.
Yeah, good.
You are great at that. That was his job before the band. Flyer guy.
Was.
PR flyer guy.
PR
in. He's the guy.
Yeah. Everyone's been a flyer guy.
Graham was the annoying person outside the club trying to get you in for free shots.
Literally.
Oh my God. Yeah, but he wasn't a flyer guy.
You're the guy we get in.
And then he gets in the net.
100%.
Yeah, what team are you?
So I got France. So I'm happy about that. Yeah, they're actually my favourites. I think they're actually going to win.
They're strong your favourites?
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on.
Well, England, obviously.
Yeah,
okay,
but
all right, fine.
Obviously. But France,
that's
Pogba.
Awesome to leave.
Like, I don't think you can deny him, Griezmann. I think he's just going to smash it.
Amazing team.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Smash it.
And I can't believe they didn't take Martial. Because I'm a massive United fan and he would walk into United's starting
that's
team
a shock,
for me.
Actually, yeah.
But. He didn't even go.
I know.
And same for Sané for Germany.
I was
going to
say, there's quite
it.
A few players that didn't make the World Cup team, so I was quite shocked by as well. Footy, I'm a big Spurs fan.
Boo.
Oh, we've got Ben in there.
Are you literally.
He's an Arsenal fan
Man
in there.
You and Man.
There's a lot of head shaking going on for the producer box.
Are you all. Well, tell us, who do you all support? You all
we're all big
we're all
Reds.
United.
Yeah. I've got a season ticket hold for United, so. Oh, bare years.
Oh, come on.
But at least there's not Gunnar in the room, though, so I'm okay.
Yeah, we'll keep him out there.
Yeah, and the England team, let's see how many
outside in the cold.
From Spurs and the England team. Out there in the cold. On his own. Is that your manager?
Yeah.
Just explain to our listeners what's going on? What's happening? And we will. We've got a game coming up as well a bit later on.
I like games.
A little footy game. There's not really a prize, though, is there?
We can make a prize.
Yeah, I want a prize.
Oh, Rachel, what should we have as a prize?
I don't know.
Coffee?
A cup of tea.
Yeah, we were, but we took water. We wanted to stay hydrated.
You're too polite.
Yeah.
It's a bit warm in there. There's only one fan between us all. There's only one fan between
the whole of Fubar Radio. You're lucky it was on you.
It's true. Well, we're going to take a little breather. We're going to play. Is this one of your favourite songs? Well, not favourite
okay,
songs.
I'm not going to go out and say it's a favourite song. Given my lack of football credentials, I was allowed to choose the song that we played, the World Cup song, and it's Shakira.
Shakira.
Hips
don't lie.
Hips
don't
lie. Hips do not lie.
Is it Raise Your Flag?
No, it's Waka Waka.
Waka Waka.
That's the same thing.
Where am I?
It's the
same tune, isn't it?
What he
was. Waka Waka.
I still don't know this song.
Waka Waka.
On that very
musical
note, we'll be back in a
yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fall, get up, oh, oh, and if you fall, get up, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. This time for Africa. Listen to your dad, this is our mind.
time for Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh, waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa, anawa, ah, ah. Samina, mina, eh, eh, waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa, it's time for Africa. I'm well on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama, one A to Z. My sister's all on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama, from east to west. My city, waka, waka, my eh, eh, waka, waka, my eh, eh.
Okay, that was Shakira's World Cup song, Waka Waka. Again, I've never heard of it. Well, I have now, obviously.
It's a terrible song.
It's okay, isn't it?
It's
shocking.
It's, right. It's not Three Lions.
Yeah.
No. At least you're honest.
Your song.
Oh, wow. See what you did there.
See what I did there. I think I saved it a little bit.
Next week on the show, we'll play a little ode to you. We'll play your song again.
Thanks. Yeah, you will.
Do you know what?
We're going to hold you to that.
There's a fact that I have just been given. Now, I, on my sweepstake, I got Iceland, and I really, really like how they've been performing. Obviously, we've only seen one game, but I think they're a very strong team. I think they are very... I use the word heroic to describe them. I mean, here, the Iceland's manager is actually a dentist when he's not managing the national team.
Good, because I can't do this. Villain.
Yeah. Wow. That is what the World Cup's all about, isn't it?
Yes, formation. The
hang on, so got... is it an amateur team?
No, no, no. They are...
So how does he have a second job?
Because it's not... They're not known... It's not a big...
He's a semi-pro guy, I think.
Yeah, it's not big over there. Football...
The goalkeeper's a movie director, you know. That's I'm
yeah,
that serious.
True, yeah, yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah. Like his job on the side, he directs movies.
So do all the players have different jobs?
Yeah,
because they're not a big footballing nation.
So then they have done exceptionally well
so far. Yeah,
some, I think some are professional.
Well, they knocked England out, didn't they? Yeah. 4 years ago. Did you know that?
Nope.
Testing your nose.
There's only 300,000 people living there.
I know nothing.
See, I like all these Iceland facts.
I love it. I went to Iceland not that long ago, and it's amazing.
I went to Iceland.
Place.
Where did you go? Did you go to Reykjavik?
Yeah, Reykjavik.
Jenny.
Yeah, I think everyone goes to Reykjavik. Did you go to the Blue Lagoon?
I did do the Blue Lagoon, yeah.
I didn't, but I've heard that everyone goes to
the Blue Lagoon. Oh, that's amazing. I'm in Northern Lights, but I didn't see them.
Oh, we weren't there at the right time of year. We were there in the summer, which blows your mind because there's literally like 1 hour of darkness. So you can't sleep. You've got like blackout blinds, eye masks. And then like 2 a.m. it's still light. I mean, it's great if you're
I
going out.
I could definitely still sleep.
Sounds like Dracula would hate that place.
Oh my god, he'd die.
Yeah. Not a place for Dracula, right?
Yeah. Well, anyway,
I'm liking this. Every day's a school day for me.
Well, you know what? We can every week. You know what? Every week this can be my bit. So a bit that's not so football related. We can talk about a team. So this year week we've done Iceland. Next week we can do Germany.
Looks round at the flags that are in the
corner. I do
make
love
sure she doesn't mention someone who's not qualified.
Yeah, I do love this. Right, we've got a game now. It's called Older or Younger Game. It was a not so genius title.
Ooh.
But the old, and I guess the older is teaching the younger.
No pun intended.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, babes.
So this is essentially like higher or lower. So okay. We're gonna don't look at my eyes.
No, it wasn't.
You know what? I'm gonna have to double side that.
Don't worry,
I'm gonna
cheat.
Look through whatever.
I'm a good guy.
Okay, Rach, do you wanna kick it off?
Okay, this one I'm going to start with. I feel like I want to get a name out of the hat.
I feel like we can just
this
ask
is quite
generally.
An easy one. Yeah, and you can all agree together or not.
Or you can shout in
so
an
basically,
answer.
We are going to give you two players in the World Cup, and we're going to ask you who's younger out of the two.
Okay.
Ooh. First one, I think, is pretty easy.
Aww.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I did not get this.
Is Lionel Messi older than Cristiano Ronaldo?
Oh.
No.
No, he's not. No.
Are you sticking with that?
Yeah, no.
Team decision.
That's correct. Messi, 30, Ronaldo, 33.
Was 33.
Yeah.
He looks like a baby.
He's a rip baby.
He is.
It's because he moisturises twice a day.
Remember when he used to have that little bit of hair like that flick down? It looked like a worm on his head.
Like this
just
bit.
Like bouncing like about when he'd run about.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. A blonde streak.
My mum used to call him Worm Boy when she'd see him like play for United.
Worm Boy.
Did you ever ask her why she called him that?
Yeah. I don't
know.
Hey,
Worm Boy. Worm Boy scored.
Okay, next one. So sticking with Ronaldo, is Russia's goal, for God's sake, is Russia's goalkeeper Igor Akinfeev older? I like that. And he went up at the end.
He's older.
Akinfeev.
He's not.
He's not.
I didn't even hear the other player. You got to wait till everyone
Ronaldo,
that
Ronaldo. We were sticking
knows.
With Ronaldo. So was Akinfeev older or younger than Ronaldo?
I would say he's older.
Well, I've now told you the answer. Oh,
no, but I would just do because goalkeepers are genuinely older.
I thought he's been around for years, Akinfeev, because I used to have him on Champ Manager.
Really?
Yeah.
Akinfeev.
Unfortunately, you're wrong. Igor is 32, Ronaldo is 33.
Damn.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
You're like, well, I've stopped. Well, sticking with Igor, is Poland forward Robert Lewandowski older or younger than Igor? Now remember, Igor is 32, so take a moment.
I'm going to go older.
I think he's younger.
Come on, think of Lewandowski.
He's been about for a while.
I'm
going
Lewandowski older.
I'm going to go younger.
Oh, we've got split in the camp.
32.
Sorry, Chaz.
Younger than that.
They're really, really thinking about this. Yes. Come on, so what are we going
younger?
With?
I have no idea.
Should we just go younger on this one?
Well, go on, Graham. You seem certain right now.
You know what? Let's go.
And you are...
wrong.
Right. Oh. Younger.
I saw you over there. You wanted us to be wrong.
Lewandowski is 29. And Igor is obviously 32.
Is it Igor or Igor?
Here we go.
I hope it's Igor.
I think it's Igor.
So much better.
Yeah.
Igor's like the film, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't that Despicable Me?
No.
Yeah,
that's Gru.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
I like great film, though. I just confess my love for Despicable Me. Yeah. I know the character's name.
I know you're very quick there. No.
It's Gru. Obviously.
Idiot. Okay, is Saudi Arabia midfielder Yaha Al Seri older or younger than Robert?
Lewandowski.
I've never even heard of that kid, so I'm guessing it.
Rachel, stop giving them clues with your eyes.
I should go for younger because it's hard.
Reckon?
No, I'm going to guess because was it Saudi Arabia? There's one player which is dead old. He's like 50 or something.
50?
He's dead. No, he's not. He's like 30.
Little extreme.
I think he's older.
Too far. Too far.
Go on, Jamie. You can answer this one, mate.
Yeah, go on, Jamie.
I'll say older.
No.
Oh,
no.
He's 27.
You suck.
You suck.
We are terrible
that's
at this
harsh,
game.
That? Like a middle of the road Saudi
it's
guy.
A tricky, it's a tricky one, man.
How are we going to know that?
I mean, you never know.
I did not write the game.
Yeah, you did.
And I did not plan on having to say the name.
You can't even say the player's name.
No,
so
I can't.
I don't think I could, to be honest. I've not heard of that.
Okay, Rachel's going to struggle with this next one.
What, Brazil forward Neymar? Younger?
No, it's me. Okay, go.
Is Brazil forward Neymar younger or older than Yaha Al Seri? Now remember, Yaha Al Seri is 27.
Yeah.
So is Neymar
he's younger? Neymar's definitely younger.
He's got to be younger.
Yeah. I hope so.
Well done, boys. Yeah, he's 26. That was easy. That was a good one.
Little baby Neymar.
Teeny tiny Neymar.
Okay, so then me is South Korean midfielder Ki Sung Jung. Older or younger than Neymar? Neymar being 26.
His name's Young.
Is this on purpose?
Oh, Toby, is it on purpose? Oh, it is. No, I think that was a very shaky nod. It is on purpose.
Yes, no.
It's an ode to Young.
Oh, thank you.
We try. But what's the answer?
I hope he has the dots in between his name on the football shirt for Brandon.
Unfortunately, he's got an E in there instead of the O. Oh. And yeah, the U is in the wrong bit. But you know, the gist
you never
is
know.
There.
Yeah. It's kind of there.
So at least he made an effort.
I'm going to say
the answer.
Older. I was looking at your facial expression as you did that then.
Really? Yeah, you're right. Yes.
Your face is giving a lot.
You would be shit at poker.
Language. Wow, are we swearing right now?
Yeah, we can swear.
We don't have to swear though. Let's be mature adults, you know what I mean?
Can I just say, I don't think I've ever heard Rachel Downey use two swear words.
Wow. She's trying to impress us.
Yeah, we just bring it out of her.
You obviously bring out the words.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about that, kids.
Out of character.
is a Belgian midfielder Kevin De Bruyne older or younger than Keith?
Younger.
Well done, you knew that straight away.
Yeah. Is England's own Harry Kane? Woo! Older or younger than?
Younger.
Alright. Yeah, he is
young.
Younger,
yeah. See, he didn't even let her finish his sentence.
I know these ones. These are the easy ones.
It's a bit depressing how young he is.
I know.
How old is Kane?
See how tanned he was 24. Last night, though.
He's looking good, isn't he?
Yeah. No, I know.
Shut
up,
he's 24. Who is it out of?
He's been on some beds.
Oh, definitely. See his complexion out there.
He's looking better, isn't he?
Flawless,
he's looking a little bit better.
But he can't do anything about that voice. Kenny, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
That's a national treasure you're talking about.
Sorry about that.
Thanks for coming out for your World Cup. Thank you.
If you're listening, mate, sorry about him.
Love you, Harry Kane. Score
you
some
can't
goals,
do everything.
Kick
you can't
it in
please everyone.
True.
Kick it in the net.
What do you say?
Ooh. You can't please everyone.
Oh, Kane pleases me.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I'm pleased.
Yeah,
good.
I like Kane. Is Spain midfielder Isco older or younger than Harry Kane? Remember, Kane is 24.
Let's go for older.
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 Shrewd.
Yeah. Good decision.
That's correct. You guys got all my ones right.
Okay,
he's
guys,
26.
You've got one last one, so let's see. So this is the decider. If you get this right, then you've won. If you get it wrong, then you've
won.
What
do we win?
We've got a
cup of tea.
Do we get a good cup of tea?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
What did the ones leading up to that mean then? Was this always going to be the decider?
This is like last goal.
Well, in that case, you've lost overall because you've lost more than you've won, so we were being generous.
Have we really? I thought we were doing really well.
Haven't they?
Are we not doing well? I thought we were doing well.
Who's been recording the point system?
Yeah, you just made that up to make me look bad.
We need some VAR in here.
No,
I need VAR for these answers.
Yeah, we need VAR for these answers.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. We really do.
Right.
Equaliser, decider. Is Kamar forward Annibal Godoy older or younger than Isco?
Don't know. Isco's got a terrible name.
I would go older.
Just 50-50 this, isn't it? Do you know him?
Don't be doing them eyes from across the table.
I just think Isco is referred to as a young player, so I'm just going to say this guy's older.
Okay. We're going to back with Chez.
I reckon, Chez, you're the footballer of the band, so we may as well just leave it all
Thanks.
On Chez.
Yeah, so mate. Go on. Give us that cup of tea. Go on.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh my god,
the lengths these boys were going to.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you know Panama? What are they called? Are they Panamanian?
Ooh.
Are they Pananistic?
Give me a minute.
The Pananan. Pananistic. Pananamians.
Panaman.
Panamanian sounds
really
cool.
I'm Panamian. No?
Panaman.
Worked yesterday.
Panamanian. Yeah.
Panamanian.
That's a question.
I'm going to go Panamanian.
Yeah.
It sounds very like...
That is a tongue twister and a half.
There you go. It's on the screen. Panamanian people. Thank you, producer. From the other room.
Thanks so very loudly.
What else do you know, Mr. Producer?
Panamanian
people.
Let's look at...
questions.
Yeah.
I was really curious.
You should come back every week. Just ask
questions. Do you want to take my place?
No, yeah. If you want.
No.
Did you know which has David?
We've got blonde hair and blue eyes. I could blend in.
Oh, that's cute.
That's adorable.
That's so cute.
That's a Dear Diary moment right there.
Love it, no. Thank you.
When's the wedding?
When's the marriage?
When's the marriage? I mean,
they've
got to propose first.
So
yeah.
Got
time.
Well,
go on, Jess.
Get on one knee.
Nice.
Go on.
Okay. 10 minutes.
I've got to give it a year first. I've got the ring lock.
Okay, that's fine.
Got the hula hoop ready. I've got the hula hoop ready for you.
What would you do with a hula hoop? Do you use it as a... Oh, you mean a...
As the ring, yeah.
I thought you meant like a
hula hoop. Oh, hey. Different wavelength.
Why does he need to do that when he's proposing?
No, we thought the hoop, you know.
Yeah.
Get the five hula hoops on your fingers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wedding proposal. Yeah.
But what flavour would he choose?
Rings?
The ring, very solid.
Party rings would be better.
Or the Haribo Star Mix, you know, the rings out of them as well.
They're really nice.
Well.
Nice. A bit cliche then, though, aren't they? You know what I mean?
Come on, Jamie.
You get that. Your wife's to be like, you know, everyone's got
hate everything.
They're a bit sticky, the Haribo ones.
They are.
I'm all for a fried egg by Haribo.
Is it a fried egg or is it a flying saucer?
It's defo a fried egg.
Just check it though. It's on Google. Just Google it. There's a few.
What flying saucers have you seen that have white bases?
Haribo conspiracies. Haribo conspiracies. Google it, mate.
We love conspiracy theories.
The flying saucers, those soupy ones with sugar.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I was looking at a conspiracy theory on the way down here.
Oh, yeah, what was it?
Avril Lavigne actually died in 2002.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that actually true?
Melissa,
and she got replaced by when they did Girlfriend. You told me about it today. You know more. You talk about it.
She did look very different.
They say that about Britney as well.
Really?
Yeah.
What, when she cut her hair?
Brittany hasn't aged though, has she?
No, she has. Yeah,
or has she? I don't know.
Check her Instagram.
Let's look at the top goal scorers. Obviously, only one game down. Ronaldo. So far, obviously, the top goal scorer. Kane has only done 2 goals.
Should have had
what
more.
Do you think about Belgium striker Lukaku? Do we think.
Big Rom.
That was a great header.
Big Rom. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
I back him.
Yeah. Belgium are a good team.
He's a bit of a donkey, Rom, but he knows what to do.
How do you think we're going to do against Belgium?
I think we will beat them.
I think we'll beat them.
Depends quite which one, if we turn up.
If company plays, true, then we won't win.
Yeah.
I think we're going to draw against Panama.
Skeptical
skis here. Who is this guy?
Come back to me. It's going to be a 0-0 draw.
I
just think it's so England. It's so typical.
It's
we don't
such
make
an
things
easy team.
Easy.
Like,
I know.
Exactly.
You sum up England, mate.
Yeah, you do like
better against the better sides. I'm saying we'd be Belgium.
I'm not your friend right now.
So yeah, you say
until you say 1-0 England.
Yeah, then we'll be mates.
Say it.
Go on, Jamie. Give in. Go on.
But with Belgium,
okay, we'll win 1-0.
Like a good bit of peer pressure.
But with Belgium, that is going to be strong. Because also we've got, well, they have Eden Hazard as well.
Yes.
They're a good team, Hazard.
Yeah.
Hazard.
I'm
joking. I know how to pronounce Hazard.
Hazard.
Kind of worked, yeah. But yeah.
The smile on your face when you told that then.
I know, that was so smart.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Is that why you're wearing blue today?
Let me know.
You guys look nice today, by the way. I don't think we've told you.
Thanks.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're charming.
56 minutes into the show. And then you
see? Not even accepting the compliment. No, you've got to accept
it.
Oh.
56 Hang on, what are you comparing this to?
Oh.
No comparisons again. No, pure compliments.
It's a fresh day.
That was standard girl question.
It's a fresh day.
So hard out here.
Asking a question you don't want to hear the answer to.
Brilliant. Very quickly, right, 30 teams are in this year's World Cup. The number in 2026, that's 2026, I've got big teeth, it's quite hard to get my teeth around those numbers. It will jump to 48 teams. What do we think about 48 teams in a World Cup?
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. More telly.
More the merrier.
Get in 100. 1,000.
If it was down to me.
Yeah.
I would. If it was down to me, like, just have a break off the Premier League for a year and just get every World Club and just have a league and see who's the actual champion.
Have a league.
Sorry about my man Caxon. What do you want me to do? Have a league? Goddamn Premier League.
We'll sort
the World Cup squad out. Yeah.
Is that what we sound like?
That's exactly what you sound like, mate.
Oh, I'm a cockney. Your song, your World Cup song, where can people download it from? Where can people get it from? Go, someone sell it.
Spotify.
Everywhere, look out for carrier pigeons dropping off that average World Cup song straight to your front door.
It's all about the average World Cup song, out with boys. But I think iTunes as well.
Yeah, Spotify, iTunes, all the major downloads.
All the socials. We're on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all that. It's Young Official UK.
So people can find
young,
you there.
For people who speak London, that's Young.
YOUNG with dots in between for branding purposes.
I know, right? If anybody's around in London tonight, we are playing a Sofa Sounds as well.
Yeah.
So come down and check us out. Nice acoustic vibe.
And on Thursday, we have the biggest gig of our lives. Whoa. We're supporting the script.
Hey!
So, and then
good.
And then like the week after, we're supporting Emily Sandé.
Oi, oi.
Wait
a minute, this band might be actually all
right.
Oh,
brilliant.
Listen to him now.
And where are you doing those concerts?
So we're playing at Scarborough and Greenwich. Is it right?
Like Scarborough Open Air.
Greenwich Open Air Theatre.
Greenwich is
Oh yeah, London, come down.
Yeah.
Get you some guest tickets.
Yeah. 1 minute actually. No, last time we bar, they said they were going to go to the show and they didn't come.
Well, that was Harriet. She just
wanted
you
guys.
We'll
a treat.
Yeah. That's the end of our first World Cup show.
Can you ask him if he liked the show?
Loved it.
Yes, loved it. Yeah.
It's fun. Very fun.
I mean, that's a highlight of the show so far. But thank you. Thank you very much, The Young. Can we have a round of applause?
Thank you.
Woo! Woo!
Thank you. Cheered ourselves.
Oh, wait. Oh, I don't have time. Actually, I do. There you go. Thank you everyone else for joining us today.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with it.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for sticking with it. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
This past hour, you've been listening to Pitch Talk with Rachel Downey and Olivia Cox. To listen again, simply go to foobarradio.com or our app, where this episode and all past episodes are free to stream or download. Send all questions, comments or queries to pitch@foobarradio.com or tweet @foobarradio.